Centrum, it's a good day to have the launch. Architecture is in the news, so perhaps I should welcome you to the second most important controversial event of the day, and hopefully maybe better attended, who knows. But good to be here, and actually good to be here at the launch of what I believe to be a document which I'm very proud of, and I think lays out an exciting agenda in a way that perhaps government hasn't managed before. So I think this is an important step for us. I think it's very healthy, actually, that there is a vibrant debate about buildings and the quality of place today, and I very much welcome that. I think it's something to be celebrated. And I have the role of government design champion. It is a kind of an onerous title to carry around in life, but actually one where I feel I can make a real difference. Having come from Department of Health and Home Office, where I was responsible for building and building procurement, I know how the public sector works in relation to building procurement and how we could make it so much better. So it is a privilege to have this this responsibility. Delighted that to be doing this alongside my good friend and colleague Hazel Blears, who's co-sponsored this document with us. I think that's Hazel's microphone when she arrives. I don't know if it wasn't mine. It does demonstrate the collaborative nature of place and place shaping and the quality of place. And it's simply impossible for any one government department to think that it can do this alone. Of course, it spans most of the main government departments, and that's why I'm delighted that Hazel's coming today. And actually, a sign of, I'd like to think, my growing influence in government, that we get Scouse land on the front of the document. I don't often get that in austere and august documents such as this. So very pleased to see that. I just want to link it to some of the thinking that is going on in my department at the moment. This morning, some colleagues in the room were there, John was there and others too, for the launch of a document, Lifting People, Lifting Places. And that's very much where our thinking, hello Hazel, that's very much where our thinking is right at the moment. The power of culture, media and sport and heritage to improve our towns, our cities and our villages up and down the country. I'm lucky in that my department reaches the other parts of government that other parts of government cannot reach. And what do I mean by that? I mean that we deal with people's passions, their hopes and their dreams, and when it comes to the heritage, their identity and their roots. So when DCMS really plugs into this agenda, we can really, in my view, make a difference, and we can do what the document we launched today says, lift people, lift places. And I think in the current climate, we've got a real job to do to rethink perhaps some of our smaller town centres, and Hazel and I have been doing some thinking about this recently. What is the future of the smaller town centre, perhaps where the retail footprint might be shrinking a little as people's shopping habits change and people are buying more online? What do we do with some of the space in those places? Can we do more with the public space, the public realm in those places? And I think these are really emotive questions and very real and urgent questions for people up and down the country as they look at their towns and they have a real sense of either pride or anxiety when they look at a town centre and they think about what it's becoming. So they're very, very emotive and very, very real questions. And hopefully this document signals the importance of those issues from the top of government. And the fact that Hazel and I have come together to launch it, I hope, sends a very clear message to local government, to regional development agencies, of the importance we place on this agenda. There are a few key things I would want to pull out that come out through the document when it comes to quality of place and creating world-class places, the document says. The first I would say is this. Perhaps there's been a criticism of people like me and Hazel, particularly where we represent former industrial areas that have difficult times, that we're perhaps at times obsessed with the new and throwing up the new and replacing the old. And I think that's something for us to pause about, because